Toronto. A Toronto shopping center reopened Monday morning after gunshots sent panicked customers running for cover on the weekend. Police arrested one suspect in connection with the incident at Yorkdale Shopping Center, where gunfire erupted around 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, triggering a building lockdown. City police said Monday that they had charged a 21-year-old Toronto man in connection with the shooting, but did not release his name for investigative reasons. No one was injured in the shooting, and police said they apprehended the man after being pointed in the right direction by security guards. The man tried to run onto a nearby highway when he was arrested, police said. They allege he had a loaded handgun on him. Police are now looking for a second male suspect, but have released little other information about him. Yorkdale's director, William Kohea, said the shopping center is helping investigators. Yorkdale has excellent surveillance technology, and we are working closely with Toronto Police Services to support the investigation, Kohea said in a statement. Kohea said the safety of employees and customers is the mall's top priority. There is no place for gun violence in our city, let alone in shopping centers, he said. Shoppers described a chaotic scene on Sunday that left many in tears, including terrified children. One witness said they saw one of the shooters run through the Hudson's Bay and crash through glass in an effort to escape. The force's tactical squad and K-9 unit spent several hours Sunday night going through the mall looking for the suspect and helping terrified shoppers out the exits. The 21-year-old man who was arrested faces numerous gun-related and assault charges. Police are asking anyone with information, including cell phone or dashcam video of the incident, to contact them. This is the second shooting at a Toronto mall in recent weeks. A physical altercation between two groups at Shareway Gardens around 2:30 p.m. on August 13 erupted into gunfire, police said at the time. No one was injured in that incident. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 30, 2021. Liam Casey, The Canadian Press.